Good afternoon. We'll open the House Committee on Veterans Services and Emergency Preparedness. Appreciate everybody being here today. Today is February 28th, and we have a concurrent resolution. We also have a public hearing and informational meeting. So a little of everything today. Looking forward to the testimony we'll receive. With that, we will start with House Concurrent Resolution 11, and I will open up a public hearing and possible work session for HCR 11. Ms. Edwards.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, HCR 11 honors Brigadier General Julie A. Bentz on being the first female Brigadier General of the Oregon Army National Guard. Brigadier General Bentz began her service at Oregon State University's Reserve Officer Training Corps in 1986. She earned a master's and doctorate in nuclear engineering from the University of Missouri, and then a master's in national security strategy from the National War College and the National Defense University. Through the course of a quarter century of service, Brigadier General Bentz received over 15 awards, medals, and citations. She's worked in a variety of settings, from the field all the way to the White House. Her promotion to Brigadier General comes along with a new assignment as Director of Strategic Capabilities Policy on the National Securities Council. This concurrent resolution acknowledges her long and accomplished service.
Thank you very much. And to get us started, and if you wouldn't mind, we'll start with Representative Cliff Bentz and also Brigadier General Mike Caldwell. And sorry to keep you gentlemen waiting. We have the Chinese consulate in the building today, so it took a few minutes to get the committee here. So appreciate your time today, and thank you.
I just want to distinguish, this is not General Bentz up here.
Thank you for the clarification, Representative. We appreciate that. And if you will, of course, as you know, state your name for the record, begin your testimony. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chair Matthews. Cliff Bentz, State Representative, District 60. I appear here today to assure you that General Bentz was not adopted. She actually is my cousin. And notwithstanding her incredible background, and just a few words, and I'm going to read these because I want to get them right. And since 2004, Brigadier General Bentz has served in the National Security Council under both the Bush and Obama administrations, has held various Pentagon positions in her capacity as National Security Council Advisor. Brigadier General Bentz created National Response Protocol in the event of a nuclear attack and shaped the Department of Defense's leading role in response to the threat of nuclear terrorism. While in the office of the Secretary of Defense, Brigadier General Bentz worked closely with the Secretary and Undersecretary to formulate implementation strategies for these protocols. She's an incredibly impressive young lady. I met her because I actually live with her family when I went to high school. And I can assure you, since at that time she was 3 years old, that she knew what she wanted to do and pretty much did it, regardless of my babysitting attempts to tell her to do otherwise. And it's been amazing to watch her over her life achieve these goals, because she put her mind to being a nuclear engineer and achieved that goal. And I think it's been a huge credit to Oregon, to Oregon State University, and of course to all of us. So it's with a great deal of pride and pleasure that I carry this resolution to you today. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for that. And yes, Representative Huffman.
Mr. Chair, just point of clarification, and I know Representative Bentz didn't mean anything by it, but I, as the immediate past representative for Grant County, as Representative Bentz identified that the general was his cousin, I just need to point out that so is everybody else in Grant County. So it's not as though it's an isolated...
Well, that's good. I like that.
Well, yes, when you look at the whereas clauses and everything in her background, I really appreciate you bringing it to our attention, and amazing accomplishments, and happy to be here with you today. General Caldwell.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Brigadier General Mike Caldwell, the Deputy Director of the Oregon Military Department, and I'm here today to wholeheartedly support this House concurrent resolution in support of General Bentz. I've known Julie for a number of years. She's a tremendous soldier. She's done a fabulous job, not only in the work that she does for the National Security Council and the other assignments she's had, but she's also been very instrumental in how we got our 102nd Civil Support Team stood up here, which is the team that's still in place today. 26 Air and Army Guard folks work full-time to support local authorities when we have potential disasters, white powder, whatever the case may be. Julie was instrumental in that because of her ability to not only form this group and make it work, but also to lead the soldiers and airmen underneath that. She's tremendously respected, not only with her peers on the National Security Council, and I've had the pleasure and the privilege of being back there on several different occasions with many of these very noted certified smart people that we all depend on to kind of keep us safe in this world. And believe me, these folks are smart, and Julie is the top of the heap of being smart, let me tell you. And she's a fine individual, she's a great person, and she's done a tremendous job in everything she's attempted to do and done it well. So I think this is a great honor for not only her, but also for the state of Oregon to have such a honorable and important person doing the work that she's doing in our country today. So with that, I'll let you have back at it.
Thank you for that, General. Any questions of the committee or comments that you'd like to make? I just think it's another representation of a tremendous talent that we have here in the state of Oregon, and folks that are living here and connected in several ways to some of the just average, ordinary people. And we have some extraordinary folks connected.
And she's a beaver.
And an Oregon State University graduate, yeah, I understand,
that hurt,
too. So
that hurt me at all.
Wonderful. And thank you for bringing this forward. And I'm certain we can act on it. So we also have some letters of support for the record from Christy Kasson, the interim executive director of the OSU Alumni Association, and Eric D. Larson, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, and chair of Department of Military Science at OSU. So she has more support than just what appeared before the panel today. Appreciate both you gentlemen testifying. And with that, we will, seeing nobody else here to testify on behalf of HCR 11, we will close the public hearing on HCR 11. And if the committee will indulge, I'd like to open a work session on HCR 11.
Chair Matthews, I move HCR 11 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Representative Fagan moves HCR 11 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll. Mike?
Boone?
Aye.
Representative Escobar?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Fagan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Parrish?
Excused.
Chair Matthews?
Aye. Motion passes. HCR 11 is adopted. We'll need a carrier for this, and Representative Bentz, is this something you would prefer to carry alone, or would you like to have the committee co-carry it with you? We're comfortable with you carrying it if you'd like. We'd love for you to do that. So we'll assign Representative Bentz as our carrier for the measure, and thank you very much again for taking time out of your day, and glad to do it. Thank you, committee, and with that, we will open a public hearing on House Bill 2157. And we will start with, let's start with Matt Marquis and Heather McCambly, please. And Ms. Edwards, House Bill 2157.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2157 mandates the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to establish a policy to award college credit to veterans and service members based on qualifying scores on college-level examinations. It would require the HEC to collaborate with Oregon Public Universities, Oregon Health and Science University, community colleges, and technical, professional, and career schools in Oregon to develop the policy. It includes as a policy standard the qualifying score for college-level examinations and guidelines for awarding academic credit to veterans based on those scores. It also requires institutions of higher education to designate a point person to determine whether or not to enroll, whether or not an enrolled veteran qualifies for academic credit under the HECS policy.
Thank you, Ms. Edwards. And just so those know, we have a list of folks who want to testify. Rather than bring up four in a panel, we just elected to start with two, and then we'll bring two, and then we'll bring the fifth person up. So with that, Matt, if you want to start us off, that'd be great, and state your name for the record. You've done this longer than I.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Matt Marquis, representing the College Board today. This bill, House Bill 2157, was introduced partly at our request, and we are testifying in support of the bill. Our goal, and while the language of the bill may not exactly be perfect, our goal was to help bring recognition to a program called CLEP, which is a college-level exam program designed and paid for by Department of Defense so that an active military person or a veteran that is going to college in over 30 subject areas can receive college credit for prior learnings that they've done through the military. Our goal, again, was just to bring recognition to this program. There are testing centers throughout the nation, several in Oregon, and to help bring some standardizing to how those testing scores are recognized within our institutes of higher education here in Oregon. In meeting with the university systems prior to this hearing now, we've learned that a lot of this is being done through a task force now with a report coming out in June. And so we're excited that this is already taking place and are happy to be a part of that if it's appropriate for us to be so. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, and appreciate the work you're doing. Ms. McCambley?
Chair Matthews and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to testify today. For the record, my name is Heather McCambley, and I'm a policy assistant with the Oregon University System. I've been researching credit for prior learning for OUS and the Higher Education Coordinating Commission for the past 6 months. In this time, I've accrued a good national perspective on the best practices surrounding credit for prior learning. I'll provide a quick overview today of the current work related to credit for prior learning and its relevance to House Bill 2157. Currently, we are coordinating across our universities to expand the assessment of our students' prior learning in a number of ways. Prior learning was defined last year by House Bill 4059 for us as the knowledge and skills gained through work and life experience, through military training and experience, and through formal and informal education and training. We share this committee's concern and are focusing a great deal of effort toward creating a policy in this process that meets the needs of our returning veterans and active military personnel. 6 months ago, we did form a task force to deal with this issue, and it's a major part of their charge to be responsive to the needs of Oregonians to reach our 40-40-20 goal, but they're also fully aware that an outcome that includes clear and consistent pathways to assess prior learning for veterans and active military is a vital component of a successful end product for this task force. To date, we've compiled a campus-by-campus inventory of what we're already doing, which has identified assets in the area of assessing prior learning for military training as well as other types of prior learning, and we've also found our deficits. From here, we've created a framework of next steps in the design and implementation of high-impact policies. Our message today is simple. We view House Bill 2157 as a reiteration of the legislature's support for this important work. We want to flag that at this time it does seem duplicative as a result of House Bill 4059, which has started our work and we are now well underway as a system of universities, but also as a contributor to the larger work of the Higher Education Coordinating Commission. In fact, the HEC Advisory Committee on Credit for Prior Learning is scheduled to provide a full report on the progress of this statewide effort in December of 2013. We're happy to be a resource on this subject, and I thank you for your attention and can answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, and thank you both for your testimony. Committee members, any questions of the panel? Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Next up, we could please have Carissa Caldwell. And Anna Teske, please. I was only taking roll to see if you were here.
Okay.
I will check you as present. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. And could we also get Bill Charetz, please? Thank you. Ms. Caldwell, if you'd like to start.
Chair Matthews and members of the committee, my name is Carissa Caldwell, and I'm the Deputy Commissioner at the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development. And the work that Heather just described involves the community colleges, so I can add just a little bit to what she said. This bill is being done. It was prompted by House Bill 4059 from 2012 to actually create for the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to create this task force. Members on the committee include the community colleges, the university system, private career colleges, and the Alliance for Independent Colleges and Universities. They also have representation being added now from the Oregon Military Department to really keep the lens on this issue for veterans. There's been quite a bit of work done, as you heard. There will be a report soon, and I think that's probably all I can add unless you have questions.
Thank you very much. Sir?
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity to speak. Thank you, committee members. My name is Bill Charetz. I'm from Albany, Oregon. I'm a retired Coast Guard Master Chief. I spent 29 years on active duty. Retired here, Sayula River, 2006. When it came time to retire, And first off, let me qualify. My college experience prior to joining the military was not exactly stellar. But when it came time to retire, I wanted to finish my degree while I was still on active duty. We started through Laney College at Station Siouxsie La River. We had them come on the base and teach college-level courses three times while I was there. Roughly half the crew of 26 people participated. None of them that I remember were Oregon residents. I can tell you that when it comes time to shop for education, the Coast Guard and other services look for the best bang for their bucks. I had a good amount of college work that I accomplished on active duty, and I went shopping for a college. I went for the best bang for the buck. I would have loved to graduate from an Oregon institution. I ended up getting my degree from Excelsior College in New York, Albany, New York, coincidentally. The college level entrance exam was obviously part of my education, but the biggest thing is the service members looking for the best bang for their buck. What can they get? How far down the road can they get? How much credit can they get for their experience? So I'd urge you to not only approve this bill, but to move forward on it, move forward in a general direction to get more accreditation. And I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Members of the committee, any questions? Yeah, Representative Huffman.
Mr. Chair, quickly, and I agree completely, and we've done some good work the last couple of sessions, and I look forward to the report, Heather and Chris, the work out of the Coordinating Council Work Group to see how we're going to proceed on this.
Absolutely. Anybody else? And your last name is pronounced Sheritz, is that
Sheritz, right? It rhymes with carrots.
Oh, there we go. I'll remember that. I really appreciate you being here. You've not testified before the committee that I'm aware of before. You just compelled because of this bill, or?
I was here for another reason, and I saw the schedule, and it's a worthy bill.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. And your comments are, as Representative Huffman said, they're spot on. We've been trying to find ways through this committee, these folks longer than I, on how we can take that military experience, how we can get that educational experience, and get these veterans into positions where they look for the bang for the buck, and we're doing some great things. So, if you're happy to keep in touch with the committee and what we do, and you want to correspond, feel free to email. But thank you for your service, and really appreciate it, sir.
You're very welcome. I'd do it again in a minute. Also, I would be glad to share my transcripts from Excelsior to show the college level accredited. I'd be glad to share that with the committee.
I appreciate that. And you know, you describe a situation that maybe a lot of other veterans can identify with, and that is that the first shot at college for me wasn't exactly stellar. And it just, you know, I wanted to get my hands on and do something instead of read about it, for me. But then the second look back, it was meaningful. So I appreciate your comments. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And being from the coast, we like to call ourselves Coasties, but we honor Coasties. And in my district, just now, thanks to Representative Witt, who gave me Astoria, this number 15, I think, in Coast Guard cities. You're welcome anytime to your city.
Thanks. I've been up there a couple times at the school.
Yeah. Well, so you got to come and see the new sign that we've rolled out.
Okay.
Some of the new
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Place.
And thank you both for your testimony. Anybody else have anything for the panel? Thank you very much. Appreciate your work.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else here to testify on House Bill 2157?
No.
Please come forward. You made it back from the Senate. You know, the Senate, I think those of us on the committee understand this, but the Senate Veterans Committee is meeting at the same time that the House Committee is meeting. So a lot of folks are kind of sharing the runway out there and passing
and doing so. Vice Chairs, Committee for the Record, Bill Clooding, Carpenters Industrial Council, Oregon Air National Guard, 1960-1963. Well, thank you for bringing this bill forward. You know, 12 years ago, the House never even had a Veterans Committee. Many years before that, there was never a Veterans Committee. You and other committees have moved a long ways forward to helping our veterans. This could be one of the most important bills that's ever come out. You know, some of our veterans could teach the teachers. And any break we can give our veterans today is well worth it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service. I know you follow this committee closely, and I see you're without your partner today, though. Wait, is he down in the Senate committee? Is that where?
He better be.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Esquivel.
Bill, I think the only thing that is frustrating is to see how, you know, I've been on this committee ever since I've been in the House, is to see how long it takes to get things done, you know. Maybe I'm naive, but, I mean, it seems like we've talked about this for now 8 years.
Well, sir, am I correct? The hang-up is we have to, everything has to go through the federal government, most of this stuff, but any state issue, I think we ought to jump right on. So.
Yeah, I agree.
I appreciate your comment. I would say that, and it's only my third term, but you're exactly right. We were talking about this when I first came in.
Exactly.
But I guess the benefit of that is that we had talked about it, and some folks had gotten together realizing the importance, and they put it into action. And they did so really without, you know, without the bill to force them. I think the piece of the legislation is directed to realize that you could have presidents of an institution change over time, and their direction could change as well. So I think that, you know, it would be my desire and intent to take a look at the subsequent referral to the higher ed and workforce development and have them make the discussion, do we need it or not? I would say that having something in statute that directs the institution to continue what they're doing successfully wouldn't be a bad thing, only for fear of who might be in charge in the future, because this is a program that we see benefit to. So thank you for your time today, and thank you all for testifying on House Bill 2157.
Thank you.
And with that, seeing nobody else here to testify on House Bill 2157, I'll close the public hearing, House Bill 2157. And colleagues, we have the good fortune in this committee sometimes of having an informational hearing, and today we're going to bring forward a group that is doing great things for veterans, and it's because of Representative Huffman that we have them in the building today, and he had stepped outside the Capitol on a glorious afternoon and had a pretty meaningful visit, and he brought that information forward to the committee, and we felt that we would all benefit from seeing what this group does for veterans, because it's pretty phenomenal. I think you'll all be amazed, and so with that, we're going to have an informational meeting on the Salem-Keizer Volcanoes Patriotic Tribute at Volcano Stadium, and so we will call up now, if we could, Jerry Howard. He's a senior account executive for Salem-Keizer Volcanoes, Air Force veteran, 1961 to 1966, and Major General Curtis Loop, United States Army, retired. And we will start with them as the first two panel, and then we'll have two after. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for the program. Look forward to learning more about it. But again, Representative Huffman had brought this to the group and thought we'd benefit from learning more about you, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Chairman Matthews and Honorable representatives of this committee. It's what a great pleasure to be here, and I thank Representative Huffman. He did come out to Volcano Stadium, and we had a great talk, and he carried the ball forward, pardon the pun, and I'm very glad to be here. What a great honor for an old country kid from Cottage Grove.
And sir, the country kid from Cottage Grove, if you could identify your name, sir, that would be great.
Oh.
Just for the record, just state your name. You don't have to give us an address or anything. We're not going to
pick
you up later.
Okay, very well. My name is Jerry Howard.
Thank you, sir.
I represent the Salem-Keizer Volcanoes professional baseball team. I am a veteran, as the chairman said, Air Force, 1961, 1966, in a foreign country, Texas. And I'm very honored to be here, and I was going to say, what a great privilege for an old country kid from Cottage Grove to be in these hallowed halls of the Capitol. Whoever thought I would be here? I have some very special guests with me today that are much more important to me, and I'd like to introduce them to you. First, in the front row over here, I'd like to introduce Cheryl Bennett. Cheryl is a mother of fallen Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, who was killed at the diplomatic outpost in Benghazi last September, along with three other Americans. And we're glad to have Cheryl here with us. Tyrone will be thanked, honored, and saluted on July 3rd at a very formal ceremony at home plate for his service and ultimate sacrifice for the United States of America. In fact, right after this meeting, we're meeting with Representative Barton from Oregon City, as that's where Cheryl and Tyrone were from. And we, our a resolution has been started to make July 3rd Senior Chief Petty Officer Tyrone Woods Fallen Seal Day in Oregon. And I would ask that each of you, if you can see your way clear, see it in your heart, that you might contact Representative Barton, somehow support that resolution. I think it would be a great honor. It's an appropriate day to honor Tyrone for his ultimate sacrifice. Also with us, I'd like to introduce to my left here a very instrumental gentleman in putting this event on for the last 5 years. This is Major General Kurt Loop, retired United States Army. He holds 2 Distinguished Service Medals, the Distinguished Flying Cross, 3 Bronze Stars, and 41 Air Medals. And also with us, another gentleman who has been very instrumental in putting this tribute together every year. He is our bugler also during our very formal Fallen Warrior ceremony at home plate. Over to the far right is Captain Dave Parker, retired United States Marine Corps, past national president of the Paralyzed Veterans of America, past Oregon president of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. He holds 3 Purple Hearts, Vietnam Medal of Honor, and the Vietnam Cross of Gallantry. With that said, I would like to tell you first a little bit, briefly, very briefly, about the Volcanoes. We are the Class A affiliate of the 2010-2012 World Series champion San Francisco Giants. We have been in Kaiser for 16 years. This will be our 17th year. We have won 5 league championships, 7 divisional championships. We were the 2007 National Minor League Team of the Year out of 184 teams across America. And as of the end of last year, we drew over 1.9 million fans. I represent Volcanoes owners Jerry and Lisa Walker, who moved the franchise from Bellingham, Washington to Kaiser and built Volcano Stadium in 1997. We are very proud of the record of the Volcanoes out there. We feel we're a great, great corporate community partner in the Mid-Willamette Valley. 3 things that briefly mentioned, the last one would be patriotic tribute, is owner Lisa Walker 12 years ago began Cancer Awareness Weekend, and where we thank and congratulate 250 to 300 cancer survivors on the field for 3 days and very special ceremonies. Lisa was a cancer survivor herself, and because she started this event, it has become a staple with most minor league teams across America. And in 2005, Lisa was named as the National Rawlings Woman in Baseball and delivered an powerful address at winter meetings in Dallas, Texas. 7 years ago, Marion County Commissioner Patty Milne and I began striking out meth in Marion County. The first year, we were able to raise enough money that we brought 50 Marion County foster children to a professional baseball game. They got a t-shirt, a baseball, they got a hot dog and a Pepsi, and for the majority of them, they had never ever been to a professional baseball game. Last year, we were able to bring 350 Marion County foster children to Volcano Stadium. We also have gotten to the point where we have about 30 tables on the concourse manned by organizations in the county who work with meth issues. The majority of the children coming to Volcano Stadium on that very special day, their parents are incarcerated because of meth issues. And that leads me into patriotic tribute at Volcano Stadium. As a veteran, I am so proud to be able to work on this project every single day for about 10 months, to have the great assistance of General Loop, Captain Parker, and many, many others. It's not about me. It's about all the men and women and organizations who say, yes, yes, we will be there to support this great event. Our three words are to thank, honor, and salute the men and women of the armed forces, both past and present. I chuckle, you may have read the review, I think you have, my little chronological history. I look back, and the first year, we had four only Oregon National Guard soldiers. We took them out on the field, they had just gotten back from Iraq, we read their bio, and they got a tremendous standing ovation for probably 4 minutes. And I thought to myself, you know, we might have something here to honor our veterans, to thank, honor, and salute them. Last year, you'll keep in mind we had four the first year. We had no static displays. We had no tables on the concourse. We had nothing. Last year, we thanked, honored, and saluted 93 men and women from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Mideast on the field during our 3 days. We had an organization here in town, people that put up the flags at 911 down on the riverfront. They lined our entire stadium with 176 American flags. We got approval from the 142nd Fighter Wing in Portland for our F-15 flyover. At the front gate, we have the Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution in their dress, welcoming all of our fans. Along with every year, President Abraham Lincoln is able to clear his calendar and be with us to welcome fans. And we have the Oregon State Defense Force Bagpipe Band that pipes music out in the front parking lot as fans arrive. We have the Toast to the Fallen Warrior, a very formal ceremony. We have our very special Fallen Warrior ceremony at home plate, where this year on July 3rd, it'll be Fallen Seal Tyrone Woods. Where the 234th Army Band will be here on July 3rd to play the national anthem and God Bless America. We have, it goes on and on. I had a gentleman, Dr. Michael George, call me from West Virginia, wants to fly out, and he's going to on July 2nd. He is a patriotic history teacher at a college in West Virginia, and he teaches the meaning of the national anthem, and then he sings it. And he thinks that so many kids nowadays have no idea why Francis Scott Key wrote that. We also have a lady that contacted me, a Dr. Bridget Cantrell from Bellingham, Washington. She's the world's most noted authority on PTSD. You can Google Dr. Bridget Cantrell. She's coming down. The Army has contracted her and sent her to Iraq, to Afghanistan, to Turkey, to Italy. She was involved when the major shot the troops at Fort Hood. They flew her down there. This is the caliber of people that we have. We love our cross-section. It's so, so important to me. We have the men and the women, and we have the old and the young. We had a 104-year-old 2 years ago, joined the Navy in 1925, retired in 1955. That was 2010. He'd been on Navy retirement for 55 years. Good for him. We have the officers and the enlisted. And we have the high-level commanders and the E-2 cook. We have the deployed and the non-deployed and the combat-tested and the non-combat-tested. We have warriors of color and many nationalities. We have wounded warriors. And we have families of fallen warriors, such as Cheryl Bennett and her family will be on July 3rd. We've had husband and wives, both in the service. And we've had fathers and daughters and fathers and sons and mothers and daughters. The cross-section is so great. I've had people say to me, why don't you have more generals and colonels? And we've had many. I think you have a list of those who have been thanked, honored, and saluted in the past. And I say to them, and I truly mean it, if I had all white generals and colonels, then I have absolutely, miserably failed in honoring our armed forces personnel. That's not what it's all about, to see how many stars we can get out there. What it's about is a cross-section. I'm here for two reasons. I invite each of you and anyone that you would like to bring in your families, get a hold of me. I'll get you a special seat. I would love for you to see this event, either July 1, July 2, or July 3, 3 days. And the other thing is, I would like to see if any of you have the capability to reach out to someone you know out of our Oregon area. Maybe Washington, D.C. Is there anyone in the State Department, anyone in the Department of Defense that you might have a contact with? We want to take it bigger, and we want to take it better. Right now, many, many people in the country feel this is the finest patriotic tribute at any sporting goods venue. But we're not done yet. We've only just begun. And I thank you so much for your time. What an honor to appear before you folks, and what an honor to appear before the veterans on this committee, and I thank you for your service.
And thank you, sir, and it's our honor. It really is to have somebody that has the ability to reach out as far as you have and to use the celebrity status of your team to, you know, affect the lives of our veterans and bring them forward. And if you don't mind, committee, I think it'd just be best to bring, if you could please join us up here, that would be great. And I'm sorry, I do have your names, and I apologize.
Cheryl Bennett,
yes. And if you wouldn't mind joining us, that would be great. And also Captain David Parker, if you would join us, that would be wonderful as well. And you can kind of share the microphones, but that way we can have everybody all kind of together, and that would be great for us. Thank you so much. And just that's fine in the order, but before you do, Representative Esquivel?
Yeah, Captain Parker, you're a Vietnam veteran in country, and I don't know if the other two gentlemen are. Are you general? Were you in country? And how about you? Were you in country?
I'm sorry.
Were you in country in Vietnam?
No, sir, I was not. Okay. I was in Texas.
I do want to welcome. Well, it's like in country. want to welcome you home, soldiers, because we don't get that very often.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And whatever order you'd like to offer testimony, certainly you may begin.
Thank you for your time. Julie, hello.
Hi.
My name is Kurt Loop. I'm a retired soldier. And I've been involved with Jerry for several years, and he has chronicled the expansion and the growth of this event. And I would second his invitation to come out and see it. I guarantee you'll have a good time. He mentioned there was 93 veterans honored, saluted last year, thanked, honored, and saluted. He has a list of about probably 60 more that couldn't make it that will come when they can, or that couldn't come again this year. They've been here before. It is a tremendous event. It is growing. I had a meeting with Lieutenant General Robert Brown from the Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and we mentioned this, and he offered any services he can to support him. I gave that email to Jerry, and he is tireless. I gave it to him about 8 o'clock one night, and by 6 o'clock when I checked my email again the next morning, he'd already contacted Fort Lewis, which wasn't there yet. But he is tirelessly working to expand this, grow it, make it even better than it already is. So I would second Jerry's recommendation. Come out and see it. Come out and touch it and feel it and have a hot dog. It's actually got very good food.
I still remember as a child attending baseball games and taking my glove with me every time you go to the park and sitting up there hoping that foul ball comes your way and somehow trying to decide, do you hold the hot dog and the pop, but what do you do with your glove at the time? So you found a way to eat it with the glove. It was pretty good stuff. So I look forward to seeing it. I'll bet other members of the committee will join us as well. Ma'am, would you like to address the group, please?
Well, I really...
And if you can give us your name for the record, please.
Cheryl Croft Bennett, and I'm the mother of CPO Tyrone Snowden Woods, who perished in Benghazi, Libya on September 12th. And I didn't come prepared to make any statement. I'd like to thank the Volcanoes for the fine work that they do and for reaching out and incorporating Tyrone into, I think, what is going to be a really wonderful and moving tribute to him and the other veterans who have protected our country. I'm just really flattered. And Tyrone was he wasn't a person who would have relished this at all. He was a consummate SEAL, and most of the time we never even knew where he was, what he was doing. He lived the SEAL creed, so this is sort of reaching out beyond the borders, the parameters of what would be acceptable for him. So it's a little bit, we wrestle with this a little bit. Because he just did his job, and he knew what his job was, and he did it well. But Tyrone's family, we're looking forward to July 3rd and being a part of this. And can't tell you how much we appreciate it and what gratitude we have that you would think to single out Tyrone and honor him.
Thank you.
For doing his job.
Thank you, ma'am. And I know the committee will have some comments here momentarily. Sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Dave Parker, retired Marine captain. A lot of people ask, what's a captain doing playing a bugle? I spent my first enlistment in the Marine Corps in the Drum and Bugle Corps in Washington, D.C., and numerous times had the privilege of playing taps at Arlington Cemetery. And I extremely look forward to the privilege of playing taps this year at Volcano Stadium for Tyrone Woods. I say it'll be a privilege, it'll be an honor, and I do look forward to it. Thank you all. I will repeat Jerry's invitation to the stadium too. I'm not going to buy you all season tickets, but Jerry will give you a good seat.
We'd have to report that gift, sir. Thank you.
I've been involved in veterans issues here in Oregon for since the early '80s when the Marine Corps retired me. So I'm familiar with the halls of this wonderful building, and it's good to be back again.
Thank you so much. Great to have you here. Yes, sir. Members of the committee, Representative Boone.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you all for what you do. And Cheryl, I'm very sorry for the loss of your boy. I have a son, too. But thank you.
Think about them when they were just little blonde-haired, green-eyed boys wrestling, playing baseball.
Yeah.
It's
And a SEAL is just the ultimate.
And he was one of the few SEALs who went through Hell Week twice.
Didn't he? Oh, my gosh.
He was a tough dude.
Yeah.
He was. But I didn't baby my kids. Yeah. They weren't raised that way. No whining.
Well, this is a nice way to honor him, too. So I'll make every effort to be there. If we're out of here, we're supposed to be finished by the 30th. So.
Members of the committee, any comments from the members? Representative Esquivel.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure that any one of us can convey anything to any of you. I mean, some of you people, we understand one another. We've been there, done that. I cannot imagine what you went through, ma'am. I did go to survival school with some SEALs. Boy, they are tough. They're really tough. If you ever want to get anything done, we just let the SEALs take care of it. The rest of us would just hang back. But I want to thank each and every one of you because, you know, when we start these conflicts or get involved in these conflicts, it's up to us to take care of our own when they come home. And it's up to the federal government to fund that, and it's up to our state to pick up the slack as well. And I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for what you do because recognition is so far and few in between, but it's so important. Thank you.
Yes.
Just real quick.
Representative Parrish.
Ms. Bennett, are you local? I didn't quite catch where you are. You from Oregon?
Yes, I grew up in Portland.
And do you live here now?
1964 graduate of Franklin High School, and I live in Oregon City.
Oh, you do. Okay.
1968 graduate of University of Oregon, and a 2010 graduate of Portland State University with a master's degree.
Okay. Well, see, Oregon raises them up pretty well then.
Yeah.
Go Viking.
Tyrone's grandfather was World War II OSS, precursor of the CIA.
Yeah.
I think for me, you know, there's that saying that actions speak louder than words, and I just don't think there are any words that we can convey to you to say how much we appreciate the sacrifice of your son, his service to this nation, yours as his mother is supporting him. Thank you.
thank you for having us here.
I think also what I would say is that we need to remember that he's not only a soldier, but he was her son and a father to children. And that's who's going to war. And so I appreciate the invite. I'm looking forward to going. I appreciate your testimony. And to the Salem volcanoes, Salem-Keizer volcanoes, and to the San Francisco Giants, let me just say, please extend to the owners of your ball club and to the players and everybody in the organization how much this means. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I just want everyone to know I've been a Giant fan since I was six when I saw Willie Mays make the over-the-shoulder catch and throw that back in the infield in the World Series. That was the most fascinating thing I'd ever seen in my life. So I've always enjoyed, but I've never seen him play.
And had I not stretched out, I would have pulled a hamstring jumping on their bandwagon once they were destined to win the World Series. Absolutely.
Well, I went through a lot of years of heartbreak with the Giants, trust me.
Yes, sir.
If I may say one last thing, sir, speaking of the Giants here. In the 16 years that we've been here, this is our 17th coming up, we have had 70 volcanoes make the big leagues. And last year, on the 2012 World Series team, we had 6 volcanoes,
really?
All who played major roles, such as catcher Buster Posey, the MVP, and third baseman Pablo Sandoval was a volcano, and shortstop Brandon Crawford, and a pitcher named Tim Lincecum, and pitcher Sergio Romo, pitcher Ryan Vogelsong. They were all former volcanoes who were very, very proud of that record.
Well, thank you. And again, to assemble the horsepower that you have with our veterans and, you know, our leaders of the military, and also recognizing that everybody from the E1 all the way to the 4-star being included and being honored means a great deal. And remembering the parents of those lives lost, that's very important. I hope your meeting with Representative Barton goes well. He's a very kind man and a great representative, and I wish you well on that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Just for curiosity, is the volcanoes, are they a single-A or double-A ball club?
We're a single-A short season, called, because
we used to have the A's down there, the A's farm club down in Medford. We used to have the A's.
The A's used to be in Medford.
Right.
Same league. We primarily get the Giants draft picks each year.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants and all other 29 major league teams will draft 40 players each on the first Tuesday and Wednesday of June. The 40 we draft, they go out and sign, hopefully. And then the vast majority of those will come to Keizer to begin their career trying to make the big leagues.
Great. And before we let the panel go, you mentioned that you had 93, I think, was the number that on the field, and there were 60 others invited that weren't able to attend. But how do you go about inviting the veterans to be honored? What's your process for finding them? What do you do there?
Well, I start in September, and I work on this project 7 days a week for 10 months. I get referrals from people like these here, gentlemen and lady. I am at the National Guard so much I have my own desk up there in the Public Affairs Department. I go on military websites. I subscribe to the 173rd Fighter Wing Chronicle in Kingsley. I subscribe to the 142nd Fighter Wing newsletter from Portland Airport. I go to American Legion meetings and VFW meetings. I keep telling those folks they should make me a member because I was in a foreign country for 5 years, Texas. So my total military travel was 80 miles, San Antonio to Austin. You know, what the heck? But anyway, I go to MOA meetings and on and on and on. I read articles in the paper. Cappy Lynn of the Statesman Journal is very good to refer people to me, writes about many veterans, and it's a plethora of sources.
Well, thank you very much. And Representative Huffman, thank you for bringing this forward to us. We really appreciate you reaching out and bring it to the committee. So,
Mr. Chair, I do want to let know Representative Huffman, instead of carrying a ball, teach you how to throw one.
Whatever it takes, sir.
Batting practice starts after committee. So thank you again for bringing this forward, and thanks for the information. Look forward to seeing you at the wonderful event. And again, God bless you. And thanks for
Mr.
being
Chair.
Here.
Thank you all.
Yes.
I think we should draft these people to be part of our usual suspects in this committee.
They have a compelling comment to support our veterans. Thank you.
Great cause.
And with that, committee members, the informational hearing for Salem Kaiser Volcanoes Patriotic Tribute, thank you so much. We'll close the informational hearing. I don't know that we gaveled in, but we'll gavel out because I like to hit that thing. And with that, before you leave, I think we have one quick order of business. So, Representative Fagan, if you could.
Chair Matthews, I move that the rules be suspended to reopen the work session and allow Representative Parrish to vote on the motion to move HCR 11 to the floor with a B-adopted recommendation.
Representative Fagan moves that the rules be suspended to reopen the work session and allow Representative Parrish to vote on a motion to move HCR 11 to the floor with a B-adopted recommendation. Is there objection? No objection. Representative Parrish, how do you vote?
Okay, well, I'll vote yes, and sorry I wasn't skipping school, but our HCR 3 is over on the Senate side.
Absolutely.
So we got to go and share that with them.
Wonderful, and so she votes aye, and we appreciate that very much, and thank you. Anything else for the good of the order from the committee?
Right.
Nothing else for the good of the order? Thank you all. I appreciate that, and again, you know, if it works for our schedules, I know some folks live a long ways from Salem. If we're out of here, but if we're still here, obviously, it might make it a little easier. Let's go to the ballpark.
Yes, I can go out.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much. And with that, we will adjourn for the day. Thank you.